Goldfinch winds down its RWA credit protocol. With $56 million frozen in loans, Goldfinch, one of the earliest attempts to bring real-world private credit on-chain, is shutting down. A community governance vote that closed June 23rd backed GIP 87, a proposal from core developer Warbler Labs to begin an orderly wind-down of Goldfinch Prime and move the protocol into maintenance mode. CryptoSlate flagged the decision and framed it around a question the sector has mostly avoided. Can decentralized real-world asset lending survive actual borrower defaults? The protocol launched in 2020 and was once a flagship for the idea that DeFi could underwrite loans in the physical economy. Its closure ends that experiment after nearly 6 years. A vote that was never close, Warbler Labs posted GIP 87 on June 12th, and the snapshot vote opened June 20th. By the June 23rd close, about 1.05 million GFI had been cast, all of it in favor, against a quorum requirement of 250,000 GFI. The lopsided tally reflects the reality on the ground more than any enthusiasm for the plan. Goldfinch had little left to govern. Warbler will halt new development, growth initiatives, and marketing, then redirect what remains toward collecting payments from legacy borrowers. 100 Nullimeter lent, most of it now stuck. Goldfinch crossed $100 million in loans originated at its peak, lending to private credit funds and fintech borrowers across emerging markets without on-chain collateral. That uncollateralized model is now the problem. One depositor account cited by CryptoSlate described more than $50 million in outstanding loans spread across 8 borrowers, with 2 in default and 6 in restructuring. Depositors who supplied USDC and other stablecoins for double-digit yields reported a real loss rate near 70%, far above the roughly 20% the protocol dashboard had shown. DeFi Llama data puts $56.15 million in borrowed capital still outstanding against just $1.63 million in total value locked, meaning almost every deposited dollar is tied up in loans that may never come back. Withdrawals have been stalled for close to 3 years as borrower performance deteriorated, so the vote largely formalizes a situation depositors had already been living with. Maintenance mode and a restructuring trust. The wind down is not a clean shutoff. Warbler Labs will establish a new U.S. trust entity with Ted Gavin, the protocol's chief restructuring officer, as trustee to keep chasing repayments. Warbler receives $150,000 for the work, $100,000 from the DAO Treasury, and $50,000 repurposed from the existing operational budget. Maintenance mode means the contracts stay live only to route whatever borrowers repay back to depositors over time. There is no buyer, no bailout, and no token incentive engineered to paper over the hole. Private credit meets default risk. Goldfinch was backed by A16Z and Coinbase Ventures and sold a clean pitch, route on-chain stablecoin deposits into real-world private credit and pay lenders a yield banks could not. The transparency of the chain was supposed to make the risk legible. It did not. The losses here came from borrowers in the physical economy failing to repay, a risk no smart contract audit covers. Aave founder Stany Kulichov weighed in publicly as the $56 million froze, a sign of how closely the rest of DeFi is reading the postmortem. For anyone parking stablecoins in tokenized credit or RWA yield products, Goldfinch is a reminder that on-chain does not mean low risk. Counterparty risk in private credit sits with the borrower, and a dashboard figure is only as honest as the loan book behind it. The RWA category is still expanding, with tokenized funds and bonds moving on-chain at firms like AllFunds and on networks like the XRP Ledger. But most of that is collateralized or fund-wrapped paper, structurally different from Goldfinch's uncollateralized lending.